It was fantastic. I mean, the crowds out at the Albert Hall on the outside, they had a really wonderful show. I always admire the fans that turn up there in their thousands, and they all want an autograph, and it takes you forever to get into the Albert Hall.
Yeah. But great, though, great that it has actually kept going for so long. And I mean, throughout the 80s, you helped cement that because, you know, 60s and 70s, it was, yeah, fine. But by the time it got to the 80s, it was a national institution.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I try to put a lot of humour into my films. And I'm happy to say that the new film, Skyfall, has an abundance of humour. Yeah. As opposed to the previous ones, which didn't have too much humour.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. When I did my first stage musical, a friend of mine, Pippa Harris, said, look, I've got a chum of mine that was getting more into directing. But I said, well, he's a bit young. And she said, well, no, he's very keen to do it. And I said, Sam Mendes.
Yeah, Sam Mendes.
I made a bad decision.
yeah, he's very talented.
He's just directed, obviously, you know, in case people don't know, the Skyfall. It was going to be made last year, but there were MGM problems last year, weren't there?
Well, MGM went into Chapter 11 in America, which meant that they didn't have any money, basically. Yeah. And the cost of these films these days is huge. I mean, it's way over $200 million. And when I think about my films, and Cubby Broccoli used to scold us if we went over $27 or $30 million, that was our maximum.